Lent Thursday C. First posted February 18, 2010. Psalm 91, The Lord, Our Refuge. The Lord God Almighty is a refuge and shelter from every peril. Those who trust in Him need fear nothing. He will deliver us from traps set for us by our enemy and even from fatal illness. His truth will be our shield and protection. We need fear no terror at night, nor peril of day. No sickness of darkness, nor destruction in daylight. Thousands may fall beside us, tens of thousands next to us, but not we ourselves. We will see the recompense of the wicked with our own eyes. Because we have made the Lord our refuge and dwelling, no evil will happen to us, nor scourge come near. For He will give His angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Psalm 91:11-12. We will overcome poisonous and vicious beasts. Those who cling to the Lord in love will be protected. The Lord will answer and deliver those who call upon His name. The Lord will be with them in times of trouble and will rescue and honor them with long life. I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Psalm 91:16. Commentary. The Lord gave me this word when I was a new believer, 30 years ago. He asked me to meet with a person I regarded as my personal enemy. I responded like an Ananias in Paul's Soul of Tarsus, Conversion Acts 9:13-14. I did as the Lord directed, and had the promised shelter and protection. Jesus came and died the most excruciating meaning literally from the cross, physical death imaginable. His physical death and resurrection was deliberately intended by God to free us from lifelong bondage to sin and the fear of physical death. Hebrews 2:14-15. God has always intended, from the beginning of creation, to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly choose to trust and obey God's word. God's word is recorded in the Bible and lived in human flesh in this world in Jesus Christ, the living word. God's word fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified. In order to provide the freedom to allow us to choose whether to trust and obey God's word, God designed this creation to allow for the possibility of sin, disobedience of God's word. Humans fear physical death. It seems to be the end of existence. Physical death is not nothingness, nor reincarnation. God has created a temporal world. Humans die once, and then comes divine judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Jesus' resurrection from physical death demonstrates that there is existence after physical death. Every born-again Christian personally testifies that Jesus is risen and eternally alive. Satan knows Scripture. Christians must read the entire Bible and must read it daily with prayer and meditation, seeking the Lord's guidance one day at a time. Matthew 6:11-34. Satan tempted Jesus, the living word, with Scripture. Matthew 4:6. Jesus defeated temptation by quoting the scriptural context. Matthew 4:7. Jesus has promised to hear and answer those who call upon His name. But Jesus warns us that those who call upon His name must trust and obey Him. Matthew 7:21-27. Luke 6:46. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 1:9-2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.